Hi there, and welcome to The Coffee Grinds, hosted by Mug.News. We are your baristas, Justin Krug.
And Caitlin Clays. We have a great menu today that highlights impressive student entrepreneurs in Middle America.
So grab a cup of coffee and let's get to the grind. Hello and welcome to The Coffee Grinds, hosted by Mug.News, where we interview deserving student founders, creators, and leaders in the entrepreneurship space and give them the much needed recognition and credit that they deserve. I am your barista, Justin, presenting our flavor of the day, Brandon. Brandon, it is a pleasure to have you at the coffee shop today.
Thanks so much, Justin. I'm happy to be here and follow up after the CEO conferences.
Yeah. Well, we are certainly excited to have you. And Brennan, please introduce yourself for everyone watching and spill the beans on what you're working on.
Hi, everyone. My name is Brendan Wong. I'm currently a junior studying supply chain management at Michigan State University, but I'm also the founder and CEO of Capdos, where our mission is to prevent lung diseases and to save lives. Currently, I've invented a product called the Capdos Zero, which essentially is a better, cleaner alternative to vaping. It works in a way that when you hit it, only air goes into the user accompanied with essential oils. In addition to that, I also hold roles within the university on the Supply Chain Management Association as the Director of External Relations. So I create a lot of community events for our students, as well as social impact events with the local community. So I'm having a lot of fun, but it's definitely pretty challenging finding the right balance at times.
Yeah, Brandon, I can certainly relate as a student, and obviously heavily invested in the entrepreneurship space, just like you. And you know, the time management aspect is certainly something that all of us entrepreneurs have to deal with. But really energizes me what you're doing, and I've got to know, what inspired you to become an entrepreneur in the first place?
Growing up, I had the notion that in life we were to follow a certain pathway. I'm sure many of you listening may be familiar with the common theme of getting a job after going to school and going into a career, but that never really quite sat well with me. I've had a number of near-death experiences, long story short, but in those moments, it dawned on me that I wanted to live a very fulfilling life. And for me, I recognized that a sense of fulfillment can be achieved by helping others. So since in my junior year of high school, I've decided I would set off on a path to help people live happier, healthier lives with a cleaner, greener planet. Therefore, as a senior in high school, I started my first business by creating a product called the Boca Bands, which is a wearable bracelet where you can place your long and short-term goals right on your wrist to see where you take yourself and how you get yourself there. That's when I really fell in love with the whole idea of creating products to solve certain issues. And as someone who struggled with vaping for over 5 years, coming back to school as a sophomore in college, I knew that this was becoming an ever increasingly important problem in which there wasn't an adequate solution that was addressing the root cause of a behavioral addiction. So therefore, I created Capdos in bridging that gap that doesn't exist already.
That's great, Brandon. I love hearing those defining moments for entrepreneurs. And you certainly have a lot of experiences to draw from. And you surprised me. You're a serial entrepreneur too. So that's even better. But Brandon, have you had any exciting developments or news that you'd like to share about your business recently?
Absolutely. Most notably is that we're currently in our final stages of manufacturing. So at the start of 2021, we've been able to kick off our tooling. And that was a huge moment for me because we've had to reiterate our prototype a number of times. And we're still slated to launch this upcoming spring. So stay tuned for news on that. But our Shopify store is currently live and we'll be focusing in a local retail environment upon our first launch.
That is so great to hear. And obviously, your furry little friend there is excited for you too. But seriously, congratulations.
Yeah, this guy, he jumps up on my table all the time, every single meeting I'm in. So he's sort of like my CCO, my chief cuddling officer.
That is so great. Well, I know you mentioned that you're a student at Michigan State University, and I'm also a college student, so I'd love your perspective on this next question. Do you feel there's adequate support from your community regarding entrepreneurship? So for example, are there enough funding opportunities, resources, mentors, entrepreneurship organizations, etc.?
Absolutely. Michigan State University has been an insurmountable asset to the development of Capnos ever since the day we started. I made my first debut with Capnos at the TechStars-sponsored Startup Weekend that we hold in East Lansing. And there I started with assembling a team and ended up earning the crowd favorite. But that was sort of the leading moment in which the program director, Lori Fisher, then sent me over to the CEO Global Conference, in which I ended up becoming a finalist. So very quickly, we all saw the potential for Capnos, and the program managers of the Burgess Institute for Entrepreneurship here really wanted to invest in me. So shortly thereafter, I was very fortunate to get sent to the CES 2020 conference, world's largest conference, and I was actually one of three student teams that got to exhibit there. Keep in mind, we didn't even have a working prototype. Well, we had a working prototype, but it was so early stage. But the amount of people that I've been connected with just through our network, through different pitch competitions that MSU holds, through our incubator that builds the necessary repertoire to be successful as an entrepreneur, it's just been very, very important to my development. So MSU is definitely a great place to go to if you're pre-undergrad or even as a graduate student. We have amazing programs to support entrepreneurs here, and I'm very proud to be part of the Spartan family.
That's so great to hear. Yeah, love that. I think schools are getting better at that, Brendan, in terms of supporting entrepreneurship. It's really becoming more mainstream. You know, as I think you mentioned early on, back in the day, people that didn't go on the college path, right? And, you know, didn't go get a job right after college, you were considered crazy. But now I think people are more okay with taking that risk, right? Which I think is for the betterment of the world we live in. And obviously you are doing some great things, vaping. I have know a lot of friends personally that vape, and, I know how harmful it can be. So, to wrap things up, I know that this show is very coffee themed, obviously, and it makes sense that I ask you this last question. So what coffee do you think best describes you as a person or your business, and why?
I'd make a direct comparison to say Capnos is most similar to decaf coffee in the sense that much of coffee provides that physiological response to caffeine, and we get that buzz from it. And a similar comparison, vaping contains nicotine and all those things that gives us that sort of rush. But what Capnos is doing is we're addressing the behavioral side of things. So you're still getting your cup of coffee just without the perhaps physiological aspect to it, but still a satisfying experience, and still one that helps, especially if you're trying to wean off of a certain substance.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Brendan, thank you so much. Looks like an empty mug means that we're all out of time here today. So thank you so much to our guests for sharing more information about their blend of hard work. You can find out more about what they do through the links in the menu description, or you can go to mug.news to see their feature article. Make sure to leave a comment and subscribe to mug.news for more hot takes like this one. And we'll see you next time at the Coffee Grinds. Thank you.
Thank you.